And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yes, that is it. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in our beautiful downtown studios. Blue sky out there, little puffy clouds. What a great day to do a little grilling. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and welcome back to the craziest grilling show on the planet. We are now on the Cumulus Network, and we're ready to beam out across. We're taking over the world. Basically, that's
one state at a time. And Michigan, look out. We're coming your way here in another couple weeks. We're going to be expanding, going to be on some additional markets. So we haven't got that all nailed down yet, but we're real close, and we'll make that announcement when it's appropriate time. But beware, we're coming to a neighborhood near you.
I forgot to tell you something. Kind of signed that contract.
Yeah,
I should have probably talked to you about it.
Well, hey, that's okay. It's all good. But
okay, thanks,
speaking about going national, we've got our friend Max Folda, who I guess is at some sort of a expo today because he told us, watch out for the chainsaw. They're making fresh smoke wood down there. So, Max, you out there?
I sure am. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man, we're just up here in Michigan. Where are you at today?
I'm in downtown Charleston, South Carolina at the Southeastern Wildlife Expo. And the fact of the matter is I'm standing over a Tech Grill right now cooking with a chainsaw artist across the way from me. So if you hear a chainsaw, that's what's going on.
Doesn't get any better than that.
It's beautiful down here today, too. It's supposed to be 70 degrees and sunny and just a great day.
Well, you didn't get a winter this year at all in South Carolina.
No, we haven't. It's the craziest thing that happened. We've had 82 days below freezing. And besides that, it's been sunny and nice. I hate it for people who need to make a living off of warm weather items, but, you know, it's beautiful all for all of us.
That's perfect. Might help the turkey population a little bit, too.
You know, the turkey population loves this, and the fact of the matter is so do the coyotes. So
we're talking about cleaning out the grill or cleaning out the freezer and putting it on the grill. It's getting towards the time when, you know, the freezer starts emptying out a little bit more, and you're finding some wild game. Hopefully, it's from this fast season and not the one before. But let's say you've got some. I know you happen to have a few venison steaks left because I saw some of those fine bucks you shot this year. What would be your idea to do with some of that freezer meat, we like to call it?
Well, you know, that venison steaks, I don't know how you do it in other parts of the country, but one of my favorite things is the cube steak, and it's to season it up real well, and I actually inject mine with a little bit of butter and some Creole seasoning, and then we'll put it on the grill and cook it really hot, but pound it out really thin, and then slice it thin, and it turns out tremendously good.
So you pound it out after you cook it?
I pound it out before I cook it.
Okay.
And then I inject it with a little bit of butter Creole seasoning.
Hmm.
And, oh, it's unbelievable.
So you pound it out and you pump it back up.
You got it. Pump you up.
And, butter is one of the best things you could possibly grill with because it's one of those good fats for you. It's not a four-syllable fat.
You know, it's very lean. Most processes will add fat to it, but I like mine as lean as it can be.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you add that butter, it really gives it that great, great flavor.
So, Max, when you pound that out like that, does that increase or decrease the cooking time?
You know, it really doesn't hurt it at all. It'll decrease it a little bit, but I tell you, I like to throw it on a hot, hot grill, almost Pittsburgh style, and then flip it over after about 2 minutes after super, super thin.
So then you're cutting those steaks. So then you're cutting those steaks fairly thick if you're going to pound them.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, you know, typically, I think I've got them between 3/4 and an inch.
Yeah, and for venison, that's a little on the thick side for some people because they like to flash them. And on that tech you're using down there, it'll flash real well. Now, you and I are going to work Atlanta together here in a couple weeks. Why don't you throw a couple of those in your cooler, and let's try that when we demo. That'd be fun.
Sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a great idea.
That'd be fun. I'll tell you what, I'll buy the beer. You bring the steaks.
Don't tease me like that.
Max, you got to know my brother Bob here. That offer is a standing offer. Usually he comes through. Sometimes he doesn't. But just bring some beer with you if you want some, because I'm going to tell you what, he might forget. But that's okay. I love my brother Bob.
No, I think Max knows better because we have CLDs everywhere we go.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there, Bob.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll let you get back to dodging the wood chips.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good time.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. That is Max Fulda, the regional sales manager for Tech Infrared Grills from Columbia, South Carolina. He is in Charleston, South Carolina right now working the show. So.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, beautiful part of the country. I love going down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And they got some of their own barbecue down there. Their Carolina barbecue, their sauces tend to be a little bit more vinegar and mustard based, aren't they? Do I have that right?
South Carolina is usually a mustard base.
Right, right. And then so when you get over to Tennessee, it's where the...
North Carolina has more of a vinegar base, okay. But in North Carolina, about every county has their own style. I had this conversation with Billy Bones, who's coming up here in a little bit. Billy Bones, legend in the barbecue business. And we were laughing about that yesterday, talking about how North Carolina is so peculiar in that way, in that every county, theirs is the only barbecue.
Right.
Yeah. And everybody else is all screwed up.
Yep.
But especially if you're a damn Yankee.
Which you are when you go down there.
Only if you stay.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So... we had a little bit of extra material we wanted to cover on Rob's butter. He was talking about that Bernays butter.
Bernays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really a Bernays. That's really nice. And yeah, I've been studying on in the last few weeks. I've gotten into this trying to figure out how to eat a little better and get that healthy grill thing going.
How's that going for you?
It's really well. I'm losing weight and I'm gaining strength because I'm working out. That's a biggie. You have to work out. But the fats, that's just a huge conversation because there are so many unhealthy fats that people tend to want to consume and healthy fats. And I would tell you to pay attention to that in your quest for healthy grilling. If you're out there trying to, you know, get to looking a little bit better, you might be going to spring break with us. You might be heading down to Florida. So you want to, you know, pull off your shirt as a dad and not be like, oh my gosh, it's this white whale on the beach. You might be trying to trim down a little bit and tone up. And it's largely in the fats. That's the focus. And eating the right fats. Your body has to have them. So the butter is a good one.
Is it? That's one of the healthy
it
fats?
It really is.
It's a natural.
Honestly,
it's,
absolutely.
Like you said, it's not
you
one of those four-syllable fats, if you will.
If it's four
natural.
Syllables, don't eat it, whatever it is.
That'd be polyunsaturated or whatever. But
yeah, polymonocracker.
Yep. Hey, coming up next, we've got a real special treat for you guys. We've got Coach Bob Daniels from the nation's number one hockey team, Ferris State. They put a 5-1 whooping on Bowling Green last night. They got him again tonight. I know Barbecue Bob's going to head north and catch that game with his sons. So it should be a great time. But stick with us. Coach Bob is up with us next. We'll be right back.
the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.